Let your father and mother be glad.
你要使父母欢喜。
Let her who bore you rejoice.
使生你的快乐。
And I wish all mothers, grandmothers, and mothers to be, Happy Mother's Day.
我们来祝所有的祖母、母亲和马上要成为母亲的人母亲节快乐。
Okay, let's start with the prayer.
我们来开始祷告。
Father God, we thank you.
天父上帝，我们谢谢你。
You give us earthly mothers.
你给我们地上的母亲。
Like Zizi just shared, we have a little bit foretaste what the love means.
就像主经说的，我们好像可以浅尝一下从天父而来的爱。
Unconditionally, you love us.
你无条件的爱我们。
You receive us.
你接受了我们。
You embrace us.
拥抱了我们。
Love us anyway.
不管怎样都爱我们。
Motherly love.
就好像母亲的爱一样。
Always sometimes resemble as a symbol of godly love.
母爱也通常是会去代表像神的爱。
As we celebrate the mother's love,
当我们来去庆祝我们母爱的时候,
let's go a little bit more deeper.
让我们再更深地讲一讲。
Let's know the source of love.
让我们去了解我们的爱的源头。
The essence of love.
这个爱的美妙。
The true source of love.
爱真正的来源。
And Father, we pray for everyone.
主啊，我们也真是为每个人祷告。
Deeply and profoundly experience godly love today.
深深地去感受一下神对我们的爱。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'd like to share with you Jesus and his mother.
我们来跟大家分享一下耶稣和他的母亲。
It's a very special relationship.
是一个比较特殊的关系。
And you may ask what Jesus and his mother relationship has to do with me.
那你可能会问, 这个耶稣和他妈的关系跟我有什么关系?
I'm a guy.
我是个人呢。
I'm masculine.
Masculine.
Masculine 就是肌肉很多的。
masculine.
男性化啊。 很 macho 啊。 I don't want those sissy stuff, you know, mother love and all that stuff. I'm a tough guy.
我是一个很难搞的人。
Okay, that makes sense. 很难搞。 Anyway, we're going to talk about a little bit Jesus and his mom, all right?
我们来今天讲讲耶稣和他的母亲的爱。
Interesting, this is bringing out some special flavor. Let's talk about the relationship.
我们来讲一下他们的关系。
Jesus and Maria.
耶稣和玛利亚。
Well, I'm not going to preach on the Christmas.
我们不是在讲那个圣诞节了。
First layer of relationship is mother and son.
那首先他们的关系是母子。All
right, let's go back to 2,000 years ago.
我们好像假设下去回到2000年前。
We need to go back in time and try to imagine what kind of setting and society, the community looks like 2,000 years ago.
我们去想象一下2000年前的那个社会的状况是什么样子的。
I'd like to bring you back to those days. At least try with me, all right?
大家跟我尝试一下去回到那个时代。
Don't use our contemporary setting of mindset.
不用我们现在这样的思想观念去看它。
I know oftentimes we think through our mind frames. We think everything from what we understand and know experience. But today, let's stop that.
但是很多时候我们是在我们的思想框架下去想事情，但是今天我们来试着不用这个思想框架。
Let's go back 2,000 years ago.
就像回到2000年前一样。
When Maria... And Mary knows she's pregnant from the Holy Spirit.
当玛利亚知道她还是玛丽的时候，然后她从圣灵感孕是要生子。
And then she never married, and she was a virgin, but she conceived and she bore a son.
她没有结婚，她还是处子，但是她就怀孕了，还要生一个孩子。
So even though Joseph received her
虽然说约瑟他接受了玛利亚
He did not understand
但是约瑟也不清楚
And all the neighbors, relatives, Jewish people don't understand
那他们的亲戚邻居那些犹太人也不明白是怎么回事
So when Jesus was born and he was raised
那当耶稣出生之后被养大的时候
I personally believe they were under a very difficult situation.
我相信他们当时会处在一个比较困难的境况里。
Mother and son relationship is very unique between them.
那他们之间的母子关系会是很独特的。
We know Jesus have younger brothers and sisters.
我们知道耶稣有弟弟和妹妹。
And his father lived at least until maybe he was 12.
那他的
Jesus was 12.
他的爸爸离开的时候至少是
耶稣至少十二岁吧
十二岁
Well, remember they were visit Jerusalem
那我们还记得他们去拜访耶路撒冷
And when they departed and going home and Jesus was left behind and he was talking to scholars and so forth
那当他们从耶路撒冷离开回家的时候那个耶稣落在了后面然后他去跟一些文士去谈话
And his parents didn't know where he was so they returned and find him and discussing things with the rabbis in the temple
那耶稣的父母他发现耶稣不见了之后呢就回去找他然后发现耶稣在和这些法利赛的就是老师们在聊天
So he says Look at your father and I sadly coming back looking for you. So we know his father lived, and at least Jesus was 12. Lived, 活着，
活着啊，活着。就是那个时候呢，我们知道在耶稣十二岁的时候，至少他爸爸还是活着的。
But when he come out, when Jesus came out to preach, and near around the age of 30.
但是当耶稣三十岁左右出来传道的时候呢
，The Bible never mentioned his father again.
那圣经就再也没有提到过约瑟这个人。
And from all circumstantial evidence,
那通过所有我们能观测到的证据呢
？And we have very sufficient circumstantial evidence say that beyond reasonable doubt.
那我们有合理的。证据去推测呢说
His father probably no longer there, died.
所以约瑟在耶稣传道的时候可能很可能就已经去世了。
I'm not going to go into the evidence, but from 12 until 30, somewhere, I believe it's closer to 12.
那在他耶稣12岁到30岁这个中间的某一个时候呢我倾向于是靠近12岁这一边。
His father passed away.
他的父亲约瑟就应该是去世了。
All right, and that's probably the reason he stayed the way he was, support the family as the eldest son.
所以这也是很可能是一个原因，就是他作为一个长子去工作，去养他的家。
So his mother was a widow at that time.
所以当时他的母亲会是个寡妇。
And doesn't have a husband.
没有丈夫。
And he.Depends, rely a lot on her elder son.
所以玛利亚就会很大的依赖她的长子，也就是耶稣。
I believe those days, a life are hard.
那我相信那个时候的日子，他们会过得很艰难。
The days were difficult.
会很困难。
There's another piece of information I may inject.
还有一个事情，我们可能要再讲一下。
Most likely, they lived on lots of gossips.
所以他们很可能是生活在很多的流言蜚语里。
Because people know how count the days.
因为人其实是懂着去数算那个日子的。
They will not marry and have a son.
所以他们在怀孩子的时候一定是没有结婚的时候。
And they have a son.
然后他们就有了这个孩子。
And I believe, and also Bible, kind of pretty much says so.
那我也很相信，那圣经大概也是这样讲。
People look at Jesus as illegitimate.
所以众人看耶稣的时候，其实是不是那么符合律法？
私生子，
私生子哦。
All right. You know, this is very, very, very crucial.
那这个是在当时是很残酷的。
So in under a lot of pressure in the society.
那他们活在很大的社会舆论的压力下呢
？And among all the friends.
那在很多的朋友之间呢
？They were not living a comfortable life at all.
他们活的其实一点都不
轻松。I just read one verse because it's a limit of PPT. I'll read one. All right, this is from John 8:41.
约翰福音第八章的四十一节。
People look at this family, look at in family member in a very, I won't say bias at that time. They look astray. They don't like this family.Not particularly appreciate them.
那所有众人去看这个家庭的时候，可能说不上是偏见，但是其实并不是那么友好。
At one time, Jesus was debating and discuss all the stuff with the Jewish people.
那有一次，耶稣在和犹太人去讨论事情的时候呢
？They were debating who's their father, Abraham.
所以他们在讨论说谁是他们的祖先亚伯拉罕。
And the Jewish people say one thing.
那这个犹太人就说了这样一件事情。
He says, "We are not illegitimate children." They protest. The only father we have is God Himself.
他们说我们不是从淫乱生的，我们只有一位父，就是我们的神。
That means you are born of fornication.
所以他们这些犹太人说的意思就是说，你耶稣，你其实是从淫乱生。
We were not.The other translation, we were not born as a result of immorality or fornication. We are the sons of Abraham. You are illegitimate.
所以这些犹太人可能就在讲说，我们不像你一样，我们是从亚伯拉罕的祖先，的后裔来的，但你不是。
You know how much pressure those days they will live under?
所以你可能会想象，就是他们当时会生活在怎样的压力里。
Now their father is gone.
然后这个时候呢，他们
Joseph is no more.
这个约瑟他的父亲去世了。
Mother and son are very close.
所以这个时候，这个母子的关系其实是非常亲密的。
Mary bring up Jesus.
玛利亚把耶稣养大。
I believe within her heart, it's a lot of complication. It's very complicated.
那我相信在玛利亚的心里呢，她是很复杂的。
And Jesus loved his mother.
那耶稣当然也很爱他的母亲。
Do you remember when he was hung on the cross?
那你记得耶稣挂在十字架上的时候吗
？He dedicated John, "This is your mother."
他跟约翰说这是你妈妈。
And he actually told his mother, "Mary, this is your son."
然后他会跟玛丽讲说这是你的儿子。
So in all evidence, I believe.A widow and his eldest son, they have special relationship.
所以我很相信，就是寡妇和她的长子之间的关系是很特别的。
They are mutually dependent in many ways, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically.
他们在心理上，很多事情上都是互相依赖的。
I believe.
那我相信呢
？When Jesus was on earth.
当耶稣在地上的时候
，the closest person was his mother.
和耶稣关系最亲近的那个人是他的母亲。
Yeah, you could argue, you know, maybe his disciple, Mary from, Magdala. Okay, Magdala 英文怎么啊？忘记。Anyway, well, you may argue differently. Yes.
你也可能会去说，可能是其他人，比如说他的门徒，或者是那个抹大拉的玛利亚。
But him and his mother, I believe, there's a special bond.
但我相信的是，耶稣和玛利亚他妈妈之间是有一个特殊的连带。
Mother son special bonding
是一个属于母子之间的特殊的关系。
A widow and the elder son
是一个像寡妇和他的长子之间的特殊的关系。
Very close
是非常亲密的。
Sometimes I think I will be interesting to feel like how Mary will feel that time.
有时候我会觉得很有意思，好像我去想一想玛丽那个时候是怎么感受的。
Closest his mother.
是很亲近他的母亲。
I believe the closest person in relationship on earth Jesus has was his mother.
所以我相信耶稣在地上的时候，耶稣最亲近的人是他的母亲。
When Jesus come out to preach at age of around 30,
那当耶稣出来传道大概30岁的时候，
My guess is that probably Mary didn't have too much of idea. He knows he's from the Son, I mean from God, but what are you going to do and what's going to be the outcome? She probably doesn't have too much idea at that time.
所以玛利亚那个时候也不知道耶稣之后会怎么样，她不知道，她知道耶稣是从天上来，但是不知道会发生什么事情。
So in the 3.5 years or 3 years, and she was maybe following her, I mean him, and in many times they have together, but most of the time I believe they were apart.
那这耶稣传道这3年3年半里呢，那他们之间的关系可能是玛利亚有时候会跟着耶稣，但是更多时候我们相信他们是分开的。
Yeah, because Jesus was travel along and go different places with disciple, Mary probably don't have much time like before he was 30.
那这段时间里，耶稣和他的门徒会有很多的旅行，去走很多地方，可能就不像有之前那样有大把的时间去跟他的妈妈相处。
When he was nailed to the cross and hung on the cross,
那当耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，
and Mary was there,
那个玛丽其实也在那边，
and witnessed his own son nailed on the cross,
他亲眼看着他的儿子被钉在十字架上。
And how painful is that for a mother?
那大家想象一下，那个对于母亲来讲有多痛苦。
I cannot fathom.
我甚至都不能去想。
I guess your mother probably could.
我想可能你们当母亲的可能会有一点那个感觉。
Well, fatherly, yeah, maybe. I remember once when one of my kid was high fever.
那我还作为一个父亲，我有一次记着我的孩子高烧。
I can't remember if it was Crystal or David, but anyway, he was high fever and.You know, we use all medication didn't work.
我都记不清是儿子还是女儿了，但是我们用了很多药都不好使。
And just keep on have high fever, so we have to dip him or her into bath, right? Water.
他们就是高烧很厉害的话，我就是把他放在水里泡一泡。
And he's cried and yelled and all that.
那很难受，他就哭。
I still remember that sense of feeling, helplessness.Do you guys experience that?
那我会有那种感受，就是当时很无助。
Now your mother and father, when you see your kids suffering,
那当你们做父母的，你看你的孩子在煎熬的时候，
I believe there's only one thing in your mind.
那我相信那个时候你脑子里只有一件事情。
I want to take over.
就是我愿意替他来承受这一切。
I'm willing to suffer him or her.
我来替他去承受这一切。
I want to see my children, my kids suffer.
我不想看我的儿女去煎熬
times thousand or ten times.
我甚至愿意十倍百倍的去替他。
I believe when Mary saw Jesus hung on the cross,
那我相信当玛利亚看到耶稣挂在十字架上的时候，
her heart was torn apart.
那她的心应该也是被撕裂的一样。
And this is what in transformation, whatever.
那这个就是在变化的这样的事情。
Their relationship, they transform to a different stage.
那他们的关系就好像去进到了一个新的一个阶段。
From mother son,
从母子
，and become a savior and sinner,
变成了罪人和救主。
Well, I may be a little bit thinking differently than Catholic belief. I believe Mary also need to be saved.
我可能跟这个天主教的想法不太一样，我会觉得玛利亚其实她也是需要被拯救的。
All mankind are sinful,
因为所有的人都是有罪的。
Yeah, she's a very special person.
她是一个非常独特的人。
But yet, she also need the grace.
但是她同样也需要恩典。
She need grace.
玛利亚也需要恩典。
During the Christmas time, do you know, remember a song?
那你还记得就是我们圣诞节期间的时候有一首歌。
Oh, about a couple of years when I first heard it, I was very touched.
那几年前我第一次听说的时候也很感动。
It's about Maria holding a baby.
他说玛利亚抱着他的孩子。
Did you know, Maria, you are kissing the face of God?
说你知道吗，玛利亚，你在亲上帝的脸。
Wow, that was very touching, isn't it?
那个很感动啊，我。
So Mary and Jesus transform into a sinner and a savior.
所以他们之间的关系从母子变成了罪人和救主之间的关系。
Very very special development.
是一个很特别的发展。
What I'd like to share with you is this.
那我们要跟大家分享的是这个。
Their relationship.
他们之间的关系。
Is one of the closest possible in human realm.
是在人类所能理解的范围的领域里面是最亲密的一种。
I envy that.
我很嫉妒。
I'd like to be that.
我也希望有这样的关系。
Do you?
那你们呢？
Do you want to have a close relationship with Jesus like his mother?
你想和耶稣有那样亲密的关系，就好像玛利亚和耶稣之间的关系吗？
I would.
我会希望。
But could we?
但是我们可以做到吗？
Can we?
能做到吗？
Yes, we can.
是的，我们可以做到。
Everyone, we can.
我们所有人都可以。
Now, there was one incident when Jesus was on earth.
那耶稣在地上的时候还有一件事情。
When he was preaching in a certain place, I don't remember where.
他在某一个地方传道的时候。
All three gospels has recorded the same thing.
有
三本
福音书都讲了这件事情。
Matthew, Mark, and Luke record the same incident.
那马太福音、马可福音和路加福音都讲了这同样一件事情。
When he was preaching,
那当他在传道的时候
，a lot of people surround him.
有很多人围着他
，pretty crowded maybe.
Crowded 可能非常挤。
非常挤 ，yeah. People cannot get in.
那有好多人都挤不进来。
And his mother was outside.
然后他的母亲呢，在外面。
And his mother with his few brothers, I guess, brother or sister.
可能玛利亚和也带着他的几个弟弟妹妹。
Hey, Jesus, we come to see you.
说耶稣啊，
说
我们来看你了，我们从好远的地方来看你了。
Yeah, we visit from Covaris. Well, we didn't fly. We drive 5 hours to see you.
就好像说我们从 Covaris 去 Vancouver 去看你，我们开了5个小时来看你。
Jesus, you see, when you are preaching, we come to visit you.
我看到你来在传道，我们是来看望你了。
And Jesus used that occasion to say one important fact.
那在这个情况下呢，耶稣就用这件事情讲了一件事实。
I recall the most important verse here.
我把这个很重要的这段经文摘出来。
When people say your mother is here,
那很多人跟他说，说你的妈妈来看你了。
And reply to him.
但是耶稣回答说
My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it.
说听了神之道而遵行的人就是我的母亲和我的弟兄。
This is the promise.
这是一个应许。
Do we have the desire to be close to God?
我们有这样的渴求去跟神亲近吗？
Do we have the desire to be his mother?
我们有这样的渴求去好像他的母亲一样。
It's doable.
这个其实是可以做到的。
Everyone.
每个人都可以做到。
Men or women.
不管是男是女。
Long as you.
只要你呢。
Hear the word of God.
听了神的道。
Hear it and do it.
而又遵行。
That's the part often difficult.Challenging.
那这个也是很难的一部分。
We all hear the word.
我们都听了神的道。
You all sitting here.
我们都坐在这儿。
Today and in the past.
今天包括以前也是。
We you heard a lot.
我们都听了很多很多。
But how much have we done it?
但是我们又遵行了多少呢？
Therefore, we don't feel close to God.
所以我们就感觉跟神不亲近。
I will do what I like to do.
我做我喜欢做的事情。
I want God be close, but I don't want to pay the price.
我想和神亲近，但我又不愿意付代价。
I want to encourage using this passage, everyone.
那我鼓励大家用这样一段经文。
God bless those who hear it and do them.
神会祝福那些听了神的道而且去遵行的人。
Not just you hear it and you walk away.
不是说你听了之后你转身就走。
Many, many of us, we do that.
我们很多人就是这样做的。
Thank you, but no thank you.
谢谢，但是算了。
How much have we do it?
那我们有多少时间是这样做的呢？
That's the key.
那这个其实就是关键。
Another passage I enjoy so much.
那还有另外一经经文我也很喜欢。
Whenever possible, I always encourage all ladies, all sisters, all women.
所以我以前在鼓励所有的姊妹们的时候。
Very appropriate for mothers.
也非常适合做母亲的人。
Your mother should be looking at this woman as your role model.
你们做母亲的要把这个女子当成你们的榜样来看。
Let's read. How's that? All right.
我们来一起读一下。
Her children rise up and call her blessed.
她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她。
Many daughters have done
valiantly, 说才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
But you surpass them all.
艳丽是虚假的，
charm is
美容是虚浮的，敬畏耶和华的妇女必得称赞。
But a woman who fears the law will be praised. And I want to highlight the word fears the Lord.
那我们这里要强调的是敬畏耶和华。
I believe fears and to do it are very closely related.
我相信敬畏和你去遵行这个两个之间是非常近的。
We emphasize God's love.
我们都很强调神的爱。
But we often lack of God is also holy.
但是我们很长时间忘了神是很圣洁。
Respond to God's love.
那我们去回应神的爱。
We love back.
我们是去爱他。
Response to God's holiness.
那去回应神的圣洁呢？
What is that?
什么是这个呢？
What is that?
我们怎么去回应神的圣洁呢？
Fear.
就是去敬畏他。
We nowadays lack of the fear.
我们现在就缺乏对神的敬畏。
Yes, we need to love all our love God, all our hearts, our mind, our spirit, our strength.
是的，我们要全心、
so、
全力、全意的爱我们的神。
But these days, I found.Very rampant in evangelical church, we don't have the fear of God.
但是现在我发现，尤其在我们福音派教会，我们很缺对神的敬畏。
We don't understand the holiness, the righteousness part of God.
我们不懂神的圣洁和神的公义。
We take him for granted.
我们把他当成理所应当的。
We only ask him when we need help.
我们只有在我们需要帮助的时候才去跟他祈求。
And then rest of the time, don't bother me, let me do my own business.
那剩下的时候就是你不要来烦我，我要做我自己的事情。
I want to be myself.
我要做我自己。
I want to be my own God.
我要做我自己的神。
We lack of the fear of the Lord.
我们就是这样缺乏对神的敬畏。
When you fear, it's like a trembling.
当你感受到对神的敬畏的话，你是很战惊的。
Scared to death.
你是怕的要死。
Now we don't.What God, show it to me.
但是我们现在不会这样。
So I can't believe you.
好像你来给我看看你是
什么。That's attitude, isn't it? You show it to me.
你来给我看一看。
You prove to me it works.
你来给我证明你是好使。
When I give you command, you carry out, and that works.
那我给你命令的时候，你给我做完了，我就相信你。
You don't fear the God.
但是我们就是这样不敬畏神。
We don't have that sense of fear.Before God's holiness.
我们在神的圣洁面前没有那一份敬畏。
But when somebody fears of the Lord,
但是当有人这样敬畏神的时候，
he trembles before God.
他在神面前战惊。
Not take lightly.
不会把这个事情轻看。
Don't take for granted.
我们不要把这个当成理所当然。
In the time or in the season of judgment,
那在当审判要来的时候，
we need fears.
我们需要对神有敬畏。
I often preach about two buckets.
我经常跟大家讲说我们的两个桶。
Not one bucket.
不是只有一个桶。
Oftentimes we operate within one bucket.
很多时候我们都在一个桶里面做事情。
Fear 50%, love 50%.
我们很多时候在一个桶里，我们50%的爱，50%的敬畏。
Sometimes 70, 30.
那有的时候是70%和30%。
90, 10.
好一点90, 10.
Add up to be 100%.
但是他们是加起来之后是100%。
We need to be clear.
但是我们要很清楚的一点是
，We need two 100 buckets.
我们是要有两个都是100%的桶。
100% we need fear God.
我们要100%的敬畏神。
100% we need love God.
我们在100%的爱神。
Yes, they are incompatible.
它是兼容的。
It seems incompatible.
看似不兼容的。
They cannot coexist.
他们看似是不能同时存在。
But we need both exist in the same time.
但是我们是要它两个 同时存在。
But we have both 100%.
我们两个都是百分之百。
That's the right way.
这个是正确的方式。
Many of us just have one bucket and full of love.
我们很多人就只有一个桶，然后你里面装的全是爱，全是爱。我们就觉得神给我们都是无条件的爱。
Oh, unceasingly forgive us.
就是一直都会原谅我们。
License for indulgence.
就好像我们有了一个犯罪的
证。Brothers, says we need to be careful before God.
但是我们要在神面前很小心。
God is fire.
神是火。
Don't play with the fire.
大家不要去玩火。
Don't kid with God. Don't 不要跟上帝开玩笑。
不要跟上帝开玩笑。
Mother's Day, I'm sorry, a little bit severe, huh? A little bit harsh message. But we need
母亲节好像有点严肃。
Love, yes.
是的，我们要爱。
But we also need the 100% fear of God.
但我们同时也要有百分之百的敬畏。
Respond to His 100% holiness.
我们的敬畏是去回应神百分之百的圣洁。
God has also 100% love.
神也是百分之百爱。
We respond with 100% love.
我们用百分之百爱去回应他的爱。
God is 100% holy.
神是百分之百的圣洁。
We respond with 100% fear.
我们用百分之百的敬畏去回应神的圣洁。
Don't think God is like that. Okay, show it to me.
不要觉得。
See what can I do?
对神就好像是你来让我看看你是怎样的神。
I do my own. I buy my own gifts. I buy my own new house. How? What? Oh, whatever. Doesn't matter.
好像我自己的房子我自己买，我自己的事情自己做。
We leave God outside of love.
我们把神挡在了爱的外面。
Fear is the Lord. When you and I fear the Lord,
当你我去敬畏神的时候，
we fear the consequence.
我们就会惧怕那个后果。
Then we'll do it.
然后我们就会去遵行他的话。
This is my theory.
这是我的理论。
We don't usually fear because we don't think of consequence.
我们很多时候不怕的时候，因为我们不去想那个后果。
Oh, it doesn't matter. Nothing happened.
也没什么大不了嘛。
See the sun still shine bright. I still live a good life. New car, new house, whatever.
好像我还有我的生活，我还有房子，我有地方住。
Nothing wrong.
好像没什么特别不好的。
No consequence, right?
好像在我没什么后果。
But when you feel the consequence, you will do it.
但是你很惧怕那个后果的时候，你就会遵行他的话。
Is that right?
是这样吗
？I do.
那至少我是这样。
I do.
我确实是这样。
I feel the consequence. Do you?
我很怕神给我的后果。
Many of us too much love, so you don't feel the consequence.
好像我们有太多的爱，好像我们就不去惧怕后果。
We need to fear.
我们需要去敬畏。
Righteous God.
神是公义的神。
千万不以有罪的为无罪。
Don't count.
He never look as sinful as sinless.
他会
自己，我自己翻的。Be careful, okay?
大家要谨慎。
Summary.
好，这是总结。
You alone decide what kind of relationship.
你决定你和耶稣要有什么样的关系。
Jesus promised everyone.
耶稣答应了所有人。
You want to be my mother?
你想成为我的父母？
Simple.
很简单。
You hear it?
你听到了道。
Do it.
然后去遵行。
That's it.
就这么简单。
Everybody want to do it?
那所有人都要愿意试一试吗？
Your will, your decision determine what kind of relationship you with God.
是你我个人的决定决定了我们和神有什么样的关系。
No one else decide for you.
没有其他人为你做决定。
You can buy all the wealth in the world.
你可以买世上所有的财富。
But you cannot buy any relationship between you and Jesus.
但是你买不到你和神之间的关系。
When you do itI want you to do it again and again and again.
那当你听到了之后要去做，我希望你去再做，然后一直做下去。
God doesn't need our service.
神不需要我们去服侍他。
God doesn't need my money.
神也不需要我们那点钱。
But God loves to see us love Him and do what He said.
但是神愿意看到我们去爱他，去遵行他的旨意。
There are many good indexes how much you love God.
有很多好的 index
指标,
指标、啊、有很多你爱神的指标。
Many milestones know what kind of relationship you with God.
有很多时候 你我不知道我们和神在一个怎样的关系下。
Again, I want to just mention one thing.
那我再给大家讲一件事情。
The most according to statistics,
在统计上来讲,
statistically speaking,
就统计上来讲,
the best index,
那个最好的指标呢
？Your relationship with God，
你和神的关系
，is one action，
就是一件事情
，one deed，
你就做一件事情。
Anybody want to guess what deed？
有人愿意猜一猜是哪件事情吗
？Offering，
是你的奉献。
Where your treasure is， where's your heart？
你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
Not the other way around.
不是反着说的。
Listen one more time.
再听一遍。
Where's your treasure?
你的财宝在哪里。
Where's your heart?
你的心就在哪里。
Absolutely true.
这是绝对是真的。
I don't care you're a student or teenager.
我也不在乎你是学生啊还是青少年。
I don't care you're a millionaire or billionaire.
不管你有千万富翁还是亿万富。
Your checkbook.Tell everybody how much you love him.
你的支票本告诉所有人你有多爱神。
It's not before tax or 10%, whatever. Doesn't matter.
这个不是说我们报税多少的问题。
Oh, it doesn't matter who gave you the money or you earn the money.
也不在乎你别人给你的钱还是你赚来的这个钱。
Remember, I told you a very important concept.
你记得我跟大家讲一个很简单的一个概念。
Consecration.
就是。后果 consecration
分别为圣 consecrate when you and I consecrate God
当你我在神这件事情上分别为圣的时候
you consecrate your part of your life to God
你把你的一部分生命分别为圣给神
best index
这个是最好的指标
OK I don't need your money church doesn't need your money
教会不需要
you need your money.
教会不需要你的钱，但是你很需要你的钱。
You need your money to show your deed, your action.
你需要用你的钱去证实你爱神。
That's the proof.
这个就是你爱神的证据。
I'm not trying to raise fund anything. I'm not.
我不是给大教会筹钱。
But、you need to examine yourself.
但是这是你我要考验自己的。
What kind of relationship I have with God?
你和神之间是一个什么样的关系
？Show on your checkbook.
你拿你的支票本来说话。
Take it out, examine it. You know where you are.
你看一看，你就知道了你爱神到底有多爱。
If I want to give you an application, what you can do?
如果说给大家一个应用的话，就是做什么呢
？Start with your offering or tithing.
就从你的奉献，你的十一奉献开始。
If you don't do this,
如果你这个都不做的话。
The rest of it, you are kidding yourself.
你剩下的事情就是在跟自己开玩笑。
In vain,
徒劳的。
Nothing,
什么都没有。
Do what you heard.
你听到了就要去做。
Do it again and again.
去再做，一直要做下去。
For your own benefit,
是为了
eternal benefit,
是为了你我自己的益处，是永恒的益处。
And I pray that when everyone goes up to heaven, when I meet you there.
那我也给祈求说，我们以后上了天堂国，我们见到大家的时候
，We all are wealthy people.
我们都是很富有的人。
I don't want to see any of you live in the ghetto of heaven, quote unquote.
也不希望有任何人在天上的时候是过很困苦的生活。
Do you want to attain your best relationship with God?
你愿意和主耶稣保持最亲密的关系吗
？Do you like to be Jesus' mom?
你想像耶稣的母亲一样和他亲密吗
？He promised you can.
他说你可以的。
You hear it and you do it.
你听到了就去遵行。
Just do it.
就是这么简单去做。
Today is Mother's Day.
那今天是母亲节。
I believe his mother was a blessed woman.
我也相信耶稣的母亲是最受祝福的母亲。
Has a close relationship with Jesus when he was on earth.
是和主耶稣有最亲近的关系。
He promised also we can be her, be Mary.
主耶稣也答应我们，我们可以像他的母亲一样和他有亲密的关系。
Don't just listen,
不要只是听到。
Do it,
要去遵行。
Start today,
就从今天开始。
Happy Mother's Day，
母亲节快乐。
God bless you all，
神祝福你们所有人。
Let's pray，
我们来祷告。
Father God we thank you，
天父上帝我们感谢你。
Example of Mary set before us，
玛利亚给我们立的榜样。
And we want like to be her called a woman or man of blessed，
我们也想像他一样成为一个受祝福的人。
Pretty much the closest relationship with you when you are on earth，
是你在地上时候与你最亲密的那样的关系。
And we thank you for such a promise，
我们也感谢你给我们这样的应许。
We can be Mary，
我们可以像玛丽一样。
We can be closest to you，
我们可以像那样跟你亲近。
Just like Mary，
就像玛丽一样。
Long as we hear it and we do it，
只要我们听了你道，然后去遵
守。No discount，
不打折的。
No compromise，
不妥协的。
Father, help us, give us that kind of courage and wisdom，
求你给我们那样的动力和智慧。
Help us our church，
帮助我们的教会。
Let every one of us，
让我们每一个人
become mothers of Jesus，
都好像玛丽那样可以和耶稣有亲密的关系。
We thank you. We thank you in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢你，以主耶稣基督名感谢你。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.